Ireland and Scotland suffered the first ever one-day international abandonment in the United Arab Emirates due to rain as the ODI Tri-Series came to a damp closure in Dubai. The no result meant that Ireland topped the table and claimed the Tri-Series title. George Bailey has been suspended for one game and David Warner fined 50% of his match fee following Australia's 4-wicket win over India in the Tri-Series ODI in Melbourne. Bailey's suspension is due to Australia's overrate being too slow, and as this was his second offence in a 12-month period, he serves a one-game suspension. He was also fined 20% of his match fee, and the rest of the players 10% after they were deemed to be one over short of their target. He'll miss Australia's next game, which is against England on Friday in Hobart. Warner, meanwhile, was fined 50% of his match fee for an incident during the game when he remonstrated with Rohit Sharma. He aggressively confronted the batsman after Sharma had taken a run from an overthrow, and Warner had to be moved away from the batsman by the on-field umpires. England women have welcomed spinners Rebecca Grundy and Laura Marsh back into a 15-strong squad to tour New Zealand next month. Charlotte Edwards will captain the 15-strong squad, which will play three ODIs and five 2020 internationals between the 11th and the 28th of February. The three ODIs will be England's second round of fixtures in the ICC Women's Championship, which determines automatic qualification for the 2017 Women's World Cup. Left-arm spinner Grundy has recovered from a groin injury, and experienced off-spinner Marsh has overcome a shoulder problem.